Little Billy Whelan. The man from God knows where. 5 feet nothing. Drifted in to my battalion headquarters. Where he came from or who he was is still a mystery. He was sent on to me as a helper from brigade headquarters. Most intelligent and well educated. He could quote the Gospels and poetry by the yard. Goldsmith, Tennyson, Byron, Shelley, Dante's Inferno, St. John of the Cross, and was most familiar with theology and philosophy. At some stage of his career, he must have been a cleric or a clerical student. I had a lot of correspondence passing through my headquarters at the time, and his help was a great relief to me. But he was so highly strung and nervous. He was very sincere, but should never have been a soldier. At times, he was a great liability and worry. One of us had to do guard duty at night, 4 hours on and 4 hours off. One night, with Joe Leary, my battalion commandant, we were at McCarty's of Gortlass. Joe had the flu, and I had given him a big jorum of rum punch and aspirin, as he had a very high temperature. Joel was a strict TT, and as a result of my treatment, he was delirious and very noisy all that night. His deliriums took the form of describing in the greatest detail his escape from a prison. And it was all so real. I did the first hours, 4 hours guard duty, and several times I came in to see how Joel was going on. Around 4 a.m., I sent Billy out to do his turn of duty. At 6 a.m., he dashed into the room. I awake too. We're surrounded. I jump out of bed. Needless to say, I don't have to tell you, we sleep at this time fully dressed. I awaken Jor. We grab rifles and hope to make a fight of it. Thank God, 'tis only a false alarm. We find that it is only the cows coming into the yard for milking. But it so happened that very night that the enemy did rear the house about 200 yards away. That morning, Sunday, Billy and I went to attend Mass at Cordell Church. As we approached the church, we noticed a suspicious movement on the part of some of the congregation who entered. Reconnoitering the position, we saw that the church was surrounded by Free State troops, and needless to say, we missed hearing Mass that day. As by contrast with the black and tan period, the Free State forces had a perfect system of espionage and were familiar with our every movement outside. Captain Billy Clifford, the officer in charge of the group, had surrounded the church before daybreak. Later told a mutual friend that his intention was to capture me unharmed and put away in safe custody for the duration. I can well believe this, as Billy had been a classmate and a good friend of mine in all our early years as boys, and knew that my health was in a serious condition at the time due to my wounds. However, your gratis, the need didn't arise, and only God knows what the outcome would have been had I walked into that ambush.